And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. So appreciate Dr. Calderwood, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, Dr. Stuart Tankersley, Dr. Michael Brown, and all the others who, and those are four friends of mine who have been supporters of Right Side, by the way, some of them, and they also are very much in line with the notions that we can't go back to what was allowed to happen in the last 3 years. We can't. And we can't have our medical professionals also being told they're not allowed to be medical professionals. They were being told that they were to be medical drones. Medical drones. You will fly the way we tell you to fly. We will have the controls. That's not what people don't. I'm a lawyer. All right. So I got a different profession altogether. But you know what? My job is to protect and defend zealously the interests of my client. And you just don't like have another lawyer over there pulling the strings, telling this lawyer how to get things done. It doesn't work that way. And the same is true for medical professionals. I want to know that my doctor has a mind of his own. Now, you're allowed to get a second opinion. If you don't like what you're hearing, go somewhere else. Same is true with lawyers. You don't like what you're getting, go somewhere else. You don't like your CPA, go somewhere else. But it should never be that you went and you trusted and you believed. It turns out they were toeing the line because the hospital association owns their practice, or because they were told that they might lose their license if they dared to actually think for themselves as medical professionals. Piece here I pulled off a Daily Signal. So good. Written by a guy named Jared Stepman. It was just came out about 2 weeks ago. The title of it is Never Again. No return to arbitrary COVID-19 lockdown states. Never again. He says never again should be the unflinching answer to the growing calls in some circles to bring back mask mandates. I will step aside and tell you I've got other articles in front of me right now about towns and cities in California that are already banning masks and saying they're not going to do it again, while at the same time hospital systems in the same state are invoking mask mandates. We've got a school system in Georgia that has invoked mask mandates already. This article from Stepman, though, goes on to say, it's an opinion piece, actually, says, don't think that there aren't some circles that aren't deeply invested in returning to the medical lockdown state. Says President Joe Biden has requested additional funding for new COVID-19 vaccines. And while the administration has insisted that a new round of lockdowns is not coming, taking it at its word would be a bad bet. Goes on to say, it's fine to take personal precautions. If you're still wearing a mask outdoors, then you're probably a lifer and you probably wouldn't do anything different anyway. But the idea of going back to mask mandates and vaccine passports and economically catastrophic lockdowns is totally unacceptable. He says, my feeling is that that's where most Americans are these days. And here's something else. We actually know a lot more about COVID-19 now. It's clear that many of the lockdown measures and mask mandates really didn't do much at all to stop the spread. And they didn't. He points out, a Johns Hopkins University analysis found in early 2022 that, quote, lockdowns across Europe and the U.S. reduced the COVID mortality rate by a mere 0.2%. It is also found that shelter-in-place orders were ineffective, reducing mortality by only 2.9%. But then he says, now consider, though, the immense individual and societal cost of lockdowns and mandates. Anxiety, depression, and alcohol abuse skyrocketed. Perhaps most damaging of all was the effect of lockdowns on children, as school closures during the lockdowns resulted in a generational learning loss. And thanks to teachers, unions, and bureaucrats and misguided politicians, many children are now permanently behind academically. And the worst part of all, it says, as conservatives warned, many of these measures were arbitrary and used as a tool for censorship. The federal government coordinated with big tech to silence anyone who criticized the line. And that happened all the while civil unrest was occurring when riots were taking place across the country. You were told to stay in your home and keep quiet while a mob burned down your business and trashed your community. Said the whole thing seemed like a test run for tyranny. There is an article that I didn't bring with me today. I think it came out in the Epoch Times this morning, that says that at the most recent G20 summit, that it was touted by the leaders of the G20 that the electronic vaccine passport that was so successful across Europe should maybe perhaps be the model now for an electronic ID that would cross state borders, U.S. borders, international borders, and lead to also an international digital monetary possibility. I'm telling you, the COVID lockdowns, I agree with him. It was like a testbed for tyranny. We're not going back to it. We're not. And thankfully, we got politicians that have woken up and they realize that they're going to face an outright revolt if they try that again. Coming up next on the line with us is one of those who's resisting, and that's our own U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who just recently co-sponsored legislation to oppose the idea of mask mandates in the future. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.